VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken traveled to Egypt and Qatar Tuesday for further negotiations on finalizing a ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Blinken's meeting in Cairo followed talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu a day earlier. Blinken said Netanyahu had accepted what the U.S. diplomat called a bridging proposal aimed at narrowing the gaps between the two sides after the talks last week paused without a breakthrough. Negotiations have so far failed to deliver an agreement since U.S. President Joe Biden in May outlined a potential ceasefire that would pause fighting in what is now a 10-month conflict, which would precipitate a return of Israeli captives held in Gaza and a possible withdrawal of Israeli forces from the war-ravaged enclave. Blinken pressed Hamas now to similarly agree to the latest terms. But Osama Hamdan, a senior Hamas official who spoke to Reuters from an undisclosed location, said the Islamist group that governed Gaza didn't need new talks. It needed an implementation mechanism.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reporting. U.S. intelligence officials say they're confident that Iran was responsible for the hack of former President Donald Trump's presidential campaign, casting the cyber intrusion as part of a brazen and broader effort by Tehran to interfere in American politics and undermine faith in democratic institutions. More now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Although the Trump campaign and private sector cybersecurity investigators had previously said Iran was behind the hacking attempts, it is the first time the U.S. government has assigned blame for the attack. The joint statement from the FBI and other federal agencies issued Monday also indicates that Iran was responsible for attempts to hack Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign. It says hackers had sought access to people from both presidential campaigns. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
And this is VOA News. Former U.S. President Barack Obama.